More with Mo is brought to you by the fine people over at JulieLand.com. A little shameless plug there.
I want to just do like a crowd noise.
And joined as always, my background noise, my Ed McMahon.
My Andy Richter.
Andy Richter. Whoever the black dude with the pick in his hair for Who? Jimmy Fallon. You know that guy.
Yeah.
Mr. Richard Avery.
Thank you.
And so today's show, we're going to have some fun. We're going to talk about food. And not just food, how we're getting our food.
You know I love food.
I love food as well. So I decided to bring in the younger generation today. Because when I was growing up, we went to the grocery store. My girlfriend is here today, Miss Alex Chance.
Yay.
Welcome. And more than just your girlfriend.
You are so much more. Let's discuss her resume. World famous. I'm sorry. Our apartment famous porn star.
A legend in your own bedroom.
And actually, you are a little personal here with the Julie Land world. You are Julie Land's J-Girl of the Month.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. For April, which is yay.
Awesome. Awesome. So what does that get you?
What did you get? A new car? Mm-hmm. $10,000 check.
Ooh.
A trip to Hawaii for
a
7 days.
A gold star.
Wait. Did you get the big check though? I haven't been for one of the unveilings.
She gets the trip to Hawaii for 7 days is really good. And she already went. I'm sorry without you, but she had a good time.
I was wondering where she was all that time.
There was a pool boy.
Exactly.
That's nice.
Oh, God.
So
I had a drink with an umbrella.
There you go.
So the excitement never ends.
So food.
It's food. So like I said, when I was younger. I walked to the grocery store and I got food and my mom cooked.
Are you going to tell me like, yeah, it was uphill both ways?
No,
and
it was
in
flat.
The snow.
It was flat. I went to the IGA that was a quarter mile away from my place.
Okay. What's an IGA?
International Grocers Association. Basically independent stores that were a locally owned store that were part of a conglomerate from what I understand.
Like a union.
So there was no Ralph's. There was no anything. Insert plug every other grocery store, Albertsons, Bonds, such. But Miss Chance has moved in with me,
right.
And so I've experienced all sorts of new ways to get our food, and I wanted to bring up a few of them, and some of them are more obvious. So we've become addicted to Eat24, which is a food delivery service.
An app.
So my question is, let's not ask her then, so what, describe Eat24.
That's where I was going with that. Sorry, Mr. Avery.
That's Mr. McMahon to you.
Are we going to serve drinks on the show from now on?
That would be dangerous.
Okay.
Eat24, tell me about it.
Okay, so Eat24 is an app. And basically what happens with it is you go on there and you type in your address. And it tells you all the different types of food that are in your area. Let's just say you want Italian food and within a certain amount of miles. And then it'll tell you what's available for delivery and what's available for pickup. It'll tell you if they have a delivery fee and what that is, if they have a delivery minimum, et cetera. And then you click on it. Actually, it's opened me up to a lot of different restaurants in the area that I didn't necessarily know about. You click on it, and then it tells you the menu. You click on all that, and they even offer cash coupons for certain different things. And on weekends, or if you're nice to at Eat24 and tweet them, they will even give you a promo code any time of day.
Now, wow. I've noticed they are very, very adult friendly. Their Twitter, their social media guy, whoever it is, if it's a multitude
People.
Of them, yeah. are amazing. They're hilarious. They're very funny. And they've been very open to communicating with the adult industry.
And they advertise on porn sites.
Yes. And so, I mean, they're very, you know, they're very interactive.
Right.
In fact, I went so far as they were doing something funny where they were using porn star names to describe food. And so it was like Jessica Bangkok, I think is what it was. And so I hit them up. Because Jessica Bangkok was in my movie Asian Math Club 6, I hit them up and said, "Hey, I'll trade you for a pair of your exactly." And you can get it at adamandeve.com. Sorry, at adamandeve.com.
Shameless whore.
So basically, I traded them a copy of Asian Math Club 6 for a pair of sunglasses, and they tweeted about it and said, "Hey, we finally got a gift." So they were really good.
They tweeted a picture with the sunglasses on top of her tits.
On top
it
of
was
her
hilarious.
Tits. Now, we've had food delivered, and they don't deliver it. It's actually the restaurants that are delivering. So we've had great experiences, and we did have a really bad experience.
Give me one great experience. Which restaurant, Alex?
Well, we actually order. Where do we order from the most on there?
We do the Italian place sometimes, Vitello's, the Vitello's Express.
Which apparently doesn't deliver to us anymore.
Yeah, they don't like to deliver us. Our area, we're a little too far out of the zone.
Yeah.
I like Billy's Grill a lot. I think I've only ordered once with him, but I've ordered a lot for myself. Yeah. And they have the best, like, it's an ahi tuna burger. It has this like mamu sauce on it, and you can get onion rings. It's just, it's really awesome and surprising for delivery how good it is. What I like about them as opposed to other delivery services is that, like he said, we've had a bad experience. They have 24/7 customer service chat.
So you can complain. Mm-hmm. And
on the app.
Wow.
And then if they can't help you there, they'll call you.
Oh.
I had once, I think it was like 10:30 at night, and the delivery took forever, and it showed up cold. And they had the restaurant take off $10 off our bill, and then they also gave us a $10 credit in the app.
What's the average delivery time?
45 minutes.
Yeah, I would say most, like most delivery services.
Sometimes an hour if it's something like busy time, you know.
But I mean, and they're great people. I really like them. And
this is all an iPhone app.
This is all on an iPhone app. Very cool. You can do it online as well on your computer. But actually jumping other delivery services, Domino's. Judge me if you will. I like Domino's.
I have issues with Domino's.
But it used to be that I made my phone call and they came and gave me my food.
But
I actually have written checks to the same Domino's because I've lived at my place so long, back when people had checks. But now we have...
I know what a check is.
But now we have an app where we can order our pizza online and watch a little display that says where our pizza is.
The pizza tracker.
I order my Domino's online and I like Domino's. Mm-hmm. Like, it's gotten way better.
Mm-hmm.
But every time I eat it, I get sick. So...
Yeah,
I always prepare myself for that.
But I like that experience. Not that I don't love calling the guy at Domino's, but it's a good experience.
Don't they have a new commercial telling you not to call them?
Probably not the best promo campaign.
I think like a lot of these companies, like companies I use here locally in Hollywood, is Yummy.com and Pink Dot through the years. And
Pink Dot I've used when I lived in Hollywood, especially if I was sick or something. Yeah. It was really nice.
Yummy.com is pretty awesome, actually.
I've not heard of Yummy.
There's a handful
of them.
They're
right around the corner, aren't they?
Santa Monica and La Brea. But there's a couple of them. But they're really good. They have groceries. They have everything pretty much.
So it's along a Pink Dot type thing where you would order.
But they have sandwiches and salads and things like that.
But they also have like steaks and different, you know.
Now, back in the day when I would order Pink Dot in the late 90s, it was when you'd call up and go, hey, I'd like, you know, a tomato, a pack of cigarettes and whatever. And it was great. And I used that some, but I've not, since they came back, because they went away for a while. Since they came back, I've not really used them.
There's a lot of those kind of companies now. There used to be a company, and I always forget the name of it. Like 20 years ago, that was one of the first deliveries. And it started in New York, and it came to L.A. It died in L.A., and I don't even know if it's still in New York. I can't think. It's some Gizmodo or something Moto. And it was the best delivery, bar none. 24 hours a day, they delivered DVD rentals, DVD buy. You could buy PlayStation. You could buy food. So, like, I can't tell you, every Friday it would be like, okay, I'm going to buy it. I would buy a stack of DVDs. I'd buy, like, 20 DVDs. I'd buy a ton of ice cream, a bunch of cookies.
Rolling deep.
A bunch of sugar, and then retouch for a weekend.
So, basically, it was an Amazon.com
pretty
of things
much.
You could buy.
They used to deliver in these little orange scooters.
Kind of.
And then the best part about it was, which I don't know why anybody does this, but when you had to return it, if you rented DVDs, if you had to return them, they had little like mailboxes at all the Starbucks. So all you had to do is go to Starbucks and drop it in the
little kind
slot.
Of like Redbox.
Yeah.
Ish.
It was before Redbox too.
Amazon Fresh is kind of similar to that.
Is it?
Now
but
it's
does
through
Amazon rent?
Well, no, they don't rent. Okay. But what they do as far as the being able to buy things, they're a grocery delivery service as well, and you can order everything online. But what I didn't realize originally is that you can actually order things as well. Like for next day delivery or same day delivery, depending on what time you order. Like I had a crock pot delivered when I had to.
I got a Sony PlayStation that way.
It fell off the truck and somebody dropped it
off.
No,
I mean, like I ordered it. When I was with a girlfriend and we were, I don't know, it came up. We were like, we're stoned or something. We're like, hey, let's get a PlayStation. We can get a PlayStation. We can buy a PlayStation and have it delivered. And it was like just the idea that we could do that. We said, hey, let's try it out. We bought a PlayStation.
Well, yeah, they have a lot of things on there. Yeah. And I think it's more and more that you can get. They have at the Amazon warehouse that they can deliver to.
But back to the food.
No, this is food. I mean, this is specifically, though, with Amazon Fresh. You're getting food delivered to your house. Now you don't have to leave your house.
You do.
This is the net.
Let's just say you have a specific recipe or whatever you want. You click, all right, I want a pork roast. I want tomatoes. I want this. pretty much almost anything you can think of. Right. It shows you the price. You just click it all. You add it to your cart, and then they deliver it to you. I believe it's if you order before 6 or 7 p.m. the night before, they deliver it to you the next day. And also if you order by, I think it's 8 a.m. the day of, they'll deliver same day before 6 o'clock. So my question
about Eat24 is... what bad experiences have you had? Like any bad food?
Like I said, there was that one time with the one, it actually took absolutely for, I think it was like over an hour and a half to be delivered. The food was stone cold when it got here. We had to reheat it.
Yeah.
But the customer service for Eat24 made up for it.
Now, awesome. We also handled this a little bit differently. I'm not the most pleasant of people when I'm hungry and I have to heat up cold food that I just spend a significant amount of money on. So I literally was taking pictures of the food as I'm putting up, hey, E24, here's my stone cold food going into the thing. And they're tweeting back going, hey, can you contact customer service? Yeah. I mean, they were very, I mean, it that's was awesome. Trying to be funny but about
what,
it.
But that's what they should do.
Exactly. I mean, and when it comes down to it is they do have an interaction with porn stars. This
I also tweet them pantsless pictures, which doesn't hurt. They're actually a big proponent of pantslessness. Is that a word, pantslessness?
It is now.
Because you don't have to put your pants on to get your delivery.
Well, and also when you have somebody that has 60, 100, 200,000 followers on Twitter,
right.
That's a presence.
Right.
They don't want the restaurants that they represent to have shit talked about them online. I mean, I mean, if you have somebody that has 120 followers, nobody gives a fuck. Right. But when she goes through and says, I'm having a bad experience, people actually pay attention to that.
Exactly.
And we had fun with it that night. We were pissed, but we had fun with it that night. But one thing I did want to talk about is it's something relatively new that we've started having come to our house, which is something she introduced me to is Blue Apron.
No, is that an app?
Well, it is kind
it's
of.
It's kind of. It's not an app. It's a website.
Okay.
Where you have, and actually I'll bring up one of their emails right now. It's a food delivery service, but they send you, you say, oh, I have two people in my family. I have four people in my family. I believe it's $9.95 per person per meal, and it's three meals a week. So it ends up being like a little less than $60 for three meals.
Wow.
For two people. And like this week we had a short rib, and it sends you all the ingredients and three recipes to make.
Oh, so you have to make it though.
Yes, you do have to actually make it. I like to cook.
Let's stick with the
dominoes. So, and it's nice to come home to a home cooked meal.
No, like I get that. Like with real topless. Food as opposed to like
I do cook topless. And I just don't cook bacon topless. He doesn't let me do that anymore.
That you don't want to do.
Like I just made short rib burgers on pretzel buns with hoppy cheddar sauce and roasted sweet potato rounds.
Okay.
And turkey cutlets with mashed potatoes, roasted broccoli, and caper sauce. And then tonight I'm making Latin spice shrimp and butter lettuce cups with red quinoa, poblano, jicama, and orange salad.
Now, what I was impressed by when it came in because...
I'm having a Swanson's TV dinner.
I like cooking from scratch, Salisbury but it becomes such a tedious task when you go to the grocery store and you go, I need insert spice here, and you're buying a $7 thing that you need a teaspoon of. I was really impressed that when you open the box, it comes out and there's little teeny baggies. Oh. In some cases, it's almost like drug deals. It's like, ooh, look at this little thing of
whatever. Well, that sounds really cool. I'm going to check it out.
Because if you need, actually, I can give you a free week.
Ooh.
I have 5 free weeks right now.
Yeah.
I believe that I can give away.
And how does it get delivered to you?
It gets delivered in a cooler. And so it can actually stay all day. It has ice packs in it to your door. By On Track Delivery Service, I believe.
That's so
and
crazy.
They deliver it.
This
you pick,
is crazy.
You pick your delivery day. And then also, it's like he was saying with the spices and different things, if you only need 2 tablespoons of red wine vinegar, it has.
Right.
Yeah, the only things you have to provide yourself are salt, pepper, and olive oil.
You know, and it's got plenty of. Now, the most unfortunate part, I'm going to go with unfortunate part of this whole thing is Miss Chance over here chooses when she cooks to use. Every possible pot.
I used 3 last time.
Yeah. Everything in the house and leaves it in the. And
I'm
expected to clean up.
You're
no, I'm
to
expected.
Do the dishes because I cooked.
But exactly. When you go through and it's every she dish in the entire place.
I'm on her side on that. She cooks, you clean.
Well, you know what? I just decided and I think you're going to jump
on
board with
for
that.
Your, I'm sure cleaning is really good for your CrossFit. So you know what? Do it.
Clean is. And these recipes are in fact not.
Scrub the pot.
They're actually all less than 700 calories per serving.
Are they really?
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Now, I also recently heard that, and I'm going to go push for this, is the J-List Girl of the Month.
The what?
J-List? I'm so sorry. Let's talk about another online site, J-List, which is a Japanese site where they sell amazing products.
Yeah, I
bought a sweatshirt from them.
Have you seen my new, I've tweeted twice this week, my new favorite band?
No.
Off subject here, but called Metal Baby. I'll show you a clip.
Okay. I'll have to take a look at this.
Okay, so but J-List,
hold on. I'm giving J-List a plug here because about 8 years ago, I bought a hoodie from them that actually says Japanese, looking for Japanese girlfriend. They have amazing products. So I apologize for J-Girl of the Month, Miss Alex Chance.
And you need to apologize to me.
And you, because I had something else going through my head. Yeah, and, you know, it's a whirlwind in there. So J-Girl of the Month, I think should come over and cook at least one meal a week. Wearing a little crown. I mean, she got a car. She got $10,000. I would trip to Hawaii.
Yeah, true. But she didn't get any pots and pans.
She did not. That's true. This is the Price is Right.
It's like, Alex, you did. It's like, yeah. And thanks for winning J-Girl of the Month. You get to cook and clean this month.
For the lovely Richard Avery.
Exactly.
So,
why do you think my place is so clean?
Can
every
I just
month?
Have a fan do that?
Exactly.
I'm sure one of them would.
Oh, they would love to. So,
I mean, that I have my super fans.
Well, speaking of fans, how can fans get a hold of you and find out about your current cooking list?
AlexChance.com, which is a blog now, soon to be a website. LeaveSexToChance.com, my clips for sale store. Follow me on Twitter, AlexChanceXXX, and on Facebook, you can like me, AlexChanceXOXO.
I refer to myself as a social media whore and a media whore in general.
You are.
But that she had quite a list there.
Yeah.
But I'd like to thank our non-paying sponsors now. Exactly. The fine people over at Eat24 who are amazing. We love them. PinkDot.com.
Yummy.com.
Yeah. Everybody. Blue Apron. A little plug there. Amazon Fresh because you know they need the publicity. Yummy.com. And I'd like to thank Alex Chance for coming out and cooking me food and coming out and talking and... We'll go eat something, some dinner later on tonight. Aww, you can find
me. I was held here against my will.
I'm hungry now that we're talking about all this, just by the way.
Well, my name is Maurice. You can find me on Twitter at MoXXX, Mox, as some people like to call me. And you can check out the all newly relaunched blog, theaveragemo.com, where there's all sorts of shit on there. There's more with Mo. There's photos. There's the Mo of the day. There's Mo on the go. Talk about plugs. There you go. Go check it out. Have a great day.